USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The parents of students at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, met with the city council to discuss the next steps for the kids ahead of the next school year. One parent is calling out Uvalde County District Attorney Christina Mitchell and Texas Governor Greg Abbott to give more information about the shooting.
We want answers. We demand answers. We're not here just to sit around. We are demanding answers. Show your face. Answer our questions now.
A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The Supreme Court gives the Biden administration a victory.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Thursday says the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sweden and Finland are poised to join NATO as new members of the military alliance. Their request came after Russia invaded Ukraine earlier this year. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he's confident U.S. lawmakers will approve those countries into the alliance.
We've seen 30 diverse nations come together with one goal, and soon to be 32. I'm pleased to see that we're going to have Finland and Sweden quickly get confirmed in the U.S. Senate.
NATO membership requires approval from all the countries in the alliance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Joe Biden is continuing to blame Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising prices for goods in the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady disagrees with the president on Fox Business.
Gas prices had already surged, unfortunately, before this war began. Has it exacerbated somewhat? Yes. But underlying it all is this attack by the president on oil and gas in America and his refusal, really, to work with the industry in America to try to lower these prices.
Some European countries like Germany and France have had a lower year-over-year inflation rate than the U.S. That's according to TradingEconomics.com. A Florida judge is issuing an injunction blocking a 15-week abortion ban from taking effect on Friday. Florida healthcare providers filed a lawsuit arguing the law goes against the state constitution. Meantime, a Kentucky judge is temporarily suspending the state's trigger law, which bans abortions in the Commonwealth. A federal judge overseeing the trial of the accused Tree of Life synagogue shooter in Pennsylvania wants the trial to begin as early as next spring. Judge Robert Colville instructing the defense team for Robert Bowers and federal prosecutors to prepare to discuss a trial date during their next meeting. Bowers is accused of murdering 11 people at the synagogue in Pittsburgh back in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.